And the El Presidente, of course, for the Maitland Blacks. Fantastic to see you up here in Tamworth. It's all part of the deal, isn't it, that you could take the soft option play on Saturday, but coming up here and supporting, you know, Central North Rugby in Tamworth Tricolours is fantastic.
Yeah, mate, it's good to be up here. It's a beautiful day and good to see some good footy getting played.
Now, you've been a bit surprised by the standard the Central North teams have dished up, and how's the club going this year? We had a chat with Cameron earlier this year, of course. Only 470 kids at the time, so we'd be expecting a tick over at about 550 towards the end of the year.
Yeah, the club's going well, mate. We just, for the 15s and 17s, seven side, so that'll kick off in a couple of weeks' time. So we've got 46 girls registered yesterday, so that puts us at 489. So it's a massive beast of a thing to deal with.
And one of the great challenges as president of the club is just wrangling everybody like a big herd of sheep or cats or whatever, or is it getting more players? And what about your big man Mick Howell? He's doing a fantastic job as a development officer.
Yeah, Howell's good, mate. He's a fantastic club person. I think the interaction between the juniors and the seniors this year's had a lot to do with it. The senior guys are helping a lot with coaching and mentoring some of the younger fellas.
And the great thing about it is you've got somebody like Chris Logan, who's the cream of the cream of players. Not only is he coach of 14s, but he's not only helped himself in that way, but also helped himself to the fact that he's one of the best players for New South Wales country this year as well. And you can't have any better than a role model for your club to have a cockatoo player.
No, definitely. Yeah, to see guys like Logs and Howie getting down every week, helping out with the boys and setting as role models for ex-junior players coming through playing great and making New South Wales country and that sort of stuff's awesome.
Well, now you fixed up that glorified sewer of the field, are we going to go and see maybe some country champs? Because Scone Pincham and Armidale Pincham,
okay,
and Bathurst Pincham. So, it's a fantastic facility. You know, you've got room for about five or six rugby fields, but, you know, it's all those little things like the 1877 club where you go out there and raise the money and get these fantastic things like the ball, you know, as well, that raise money for the club through the top of the tree. And it's one of those things that just makes it so much better place to play. And
yeah, it's an awesome club, and it makes me pretty proud to run the juniors. So we threw the hat round in the last week and a half to come up here, and we raised, I think at last check it was just on $7,500 for Boyabal, and support the local community up here, and that's what we enjoy doing, getting out and helping the local rugby community and watching some kids play some pretty good quality footy.
And as you say, great connection with the seniors, Paddy Howard and the crew. Make a real effort to connect because it's in their best interest, but it's such a beautifully run club in it, and it's just unbelievable. The black shirt is all permeating not only throughout Maitland, but it's a big part of the fabric of New South Wales country life. And if you want to find out more about that, just go through the website there, maitlandblacks.com.au.
Yeah, definitely jump on the website, have a look. Yeah, we'll have some gala days early next year, okay. And hopefully get everyone down for that.
Well, the simple thing is, mate, when I get back down there, you've got to give me a free feed of Red Rooster as well. They've had enough gratuitous plugs. But, Dan, great to talk to you. Doing a great job as the junior president of the Maitland Blacks, and great to see you up here as part of the day in Tamworth, and also being part of Buy a Bale.